الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Our beloved Aqa, the coolness of our eyes, Sayyidina Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated in a beautiful narration that the closest person to me on the day of Qiyamah will be the person who recited the most durood upon me. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, before commencing our beautiful episode, where today, inshallah, the topic of discussion is going to be pertaining a very, very important subject, which is seeking of knowledge. But before touching on the subject, let us make some beautiful intentions. Let us make the good intention that inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, I will sit and watch the silsila from the beginning to the end. Why? Why? Because the more good intentions that one makes is the more blessings and rewards that one will obtain from the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated that the intention of a believer is better than his action. Therefore, let us make some good intentions that inshallah I will sit and watch the silsila from the beginning to the end. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, whatever I learn, I will do my level best to practice upon it. And I will also do my level best to teach it to the others as well. And let us make the good intention that inshallah, whatever we learn here today, it is only and only for the pleasure of the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Let us make this beautiful motherly intention as well, that inshallah Azza wa Jal, whenever we hear the name of the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal being mentioned, I will reply by saying Azza wa Jal. And whenever I hear the name of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being mentioned, I will reply by saying sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, today's discussion is regarding seeking of knowledge. Our purpose of life is to please our Creator, the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, this is the background of the entire discussion. The pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. And it is very, very important for one to understand the purpose of life. Because many of us live our lives in negligence. Why and why? Because we do not know the purpose of life. We do not know the reason why the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal created us. For if a person understands and deeply and truly understands the purpose of his creation, then there is no doubt that that person will spend their lives trying to please the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And the purpose and reason of life, why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the Quran Majid, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the Quran Majid that I did not create men and jinn besides that they must worship me. Allahu Akbar. Meaning the purpose of life, the only reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created you and I is that we should worship the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And knowledge plays a very important role in the purpose of life. Why and why? Because if you have knowledge, you will have an understanding of how to please the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you have knowledge, you will know how to spend your life. If you have knowledge, you will understand the reason and purpose of your creation. Therefore, you'll spend your life in the obedience of the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And Islam emphasizes extremely on the importance of knowledge. And not only the importance of knowledge, but Islam takes it to even higher heights, where Islam emphasizes on the importance of using the aql, on the importance of using one's intelligence. And also, Islam, you know, Sayyidina Mawla Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he puts it in lovely words, and he says, "Man arada ad-dunya fa'alayhi bil-ilm." Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that if you want material things, if you want the dunya, if you want to be successful in this life, then you have to have knowledge. And then he continues and he says that وَمَنْ عَرَادَ الْآخِرَةِ فَعَلَيْهِ بِالْعِلْمِ. And also, if you want the akhirah, if you want to be successful in the year after, you should also have the knowledge of how to be successful. If you have knowledge of how to be successful in the dunya, you should have knowledge of how to succeed in the dunya. You should also have knowledge of how to succeed in the akhirah. And he continues by saying, وَمَنْ عَرَادَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةَ فَعَلَيْهِ بِالْعِلْمِ. And if you want success in this dunya and in the akhirah, you should also have knowledge. Meaning if you want to be a successful person in the worldly life, if you want material things, you want to be a successful person in the world, you should also have the knowledge and the know-hows of how to succeed. And if you want to be successful in the akhirah, you should know how to please the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You should have the knowledge of how to make ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You should have the knowledge of how to earn halal means. You should have the knowledge of how to spend your day pleasing your creator Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders us to perform salah in the Quran Majid. But you have to have the knowledge of how to perform that salah. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam states in the Hadith Sharif that صَلُّوا كَمَا رَأَيْتُمُونِي أُصَلِّي. That perform your salah in the manner or the way that you see me performing salah. Meaning you should know how to make takbir at-tahrima. You should know how to make ruku. You should know how to make sajda. You should know what to recite in the sajda. You should know the positions of salah. You should have knowledge of all these aspects. When it comes to earning your living, your halal means, you should have the knowledge of how to make your provision, how to make your wealth halal, how to earn your wealth in halal ways. So knowledge is very important. And the most successful person is the third person. A successful person is he who is successful in this dunya and also is successful in the Akhirah. So my dear respected listeners and viewers of Mother in Channel, here we understand the importance and the significance of knowledge. So each and every aspect of our life we require to have knowledge. And as I said before, that alhamdulillah, when it comes to knowledge, Islam has taken it to even greater heights, whereby Islam also emphasizes on the usage of aql, for one to use their intelligence. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,